The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chiefs are basically the best third down team in the NFL on offense. And that's a large part of that is Mahomes being Mahomes. This idea that Mahomes is capable of simply turning it on when he needs to does appear to be borne out. First and second down, it's not going that well. Third down, Mahomes clicks into gear and goes, okay, let's keep the chains moving, and finds a way of making it work. So it's this weird dynamic now where the offense still isn't in sync all the time. Mahomes still isn't playing particularly well overall. But when it matters, is still making the plays.
Another chance for a Chiefs opponent Sunday to put that to the test. Sam Monson, our longtime guest on our show, speaking on Mahomes and the Chiefs' season. Patrick Mahomes threw 9 games, 9-0, 69.5 completion percentage, 2,208 yards, 12 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Allen, not the same in terms of completion percentage, about the same when it comes to yards. One more game played, too, by the way, but Mahomes has only less than 100 fewer yards than Allen does through the air. 17-4, touchdowns to interceptions, and Allen, always a threat on the ground, has 4 rushing touchdowns this year, which is not on the same pace as last year. He had 2 in the opener, and Mahomes on the ground this year has 1, but he's not the same, you know, runner.
Right.
He's dangerous.
Yes.
He runs in the playoffs. I've won a couple of bets on him rushing props in the playoffs. And that's in the air about Allen in this game. Is Jeremy made a smart point about it. Like, how much Allen has run, you know, a lot against Kansas
more
City.
More than 10 each of the last 4 meetings. Or 5 even, I think it was.
And if that happens again, it'll tell you something about how seriously, or, I mean, of course they want to win, but just what the stakes are to the Bills on Sunday. Because generally, they really don't want him running that often.
His running was, you know, even a game that they were comfortably ahead a lot of in last Sunday in Indianapolis, his running was vital. I mean, not just the touchdown. Like, the last drive where they iced the game, he got them out of, I think, a 2nd and 19 running the ball. So, it'd be a stretch for me to say they wouldn't have won the game without it, but it certainly helped a lot. So, maybe we're already to that ramping up. I don't know. We'll see how things change depending on how this game goes and what kind of race they're running.
Getting connected with the fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Let's go to Bill here. Hi, Bill.
How you doing, fellas?
Good, Bill. Thanks.
Hey, I just wanted to say something. Basically, there's been a few times in my sports watching where I've seen losses that were extremely devastating to the franchise because it just shouldn't have happened. The 13 seconds, not to rub it in, but that was one of them. The Seattle game where they had Marshawn Lynch in the backfield, tried to pass the ball against the Patriots, intercepted, lost that game. And the Leafs playing the Bruins, game seven, up by, I think, 4 goals, and 10 minutes to go, and choked that one up. And I don't know what momentum is. I know it when I see it. I can't describe it. But when these things happen in very big playoff games like that, it's an extremely hard thing to get off your back. And I know a regular season game won't do that for the Bills. It's going to have to be something where they're in a similar situation in the playoffs and they come out on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think is going to have to turn it for the Bills. And I don't think this game this week means anything. Actually, in the last 3 weeks, I've watched Kansas City late in games get multiple referee calls in their favor that gave them second and third chances. And they still keep winning. And I don't think that can keep up. I just think that at some point, they're not going to get those breaks. But that's my feeling, and I really like to see Buffalo get this off their back. But it's going to have to be in the playoffs, fellas.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. About that looming, I mean, it comes up. You know, sometimes we bring it up. Sometimes it's a caller that brings it up. It's in the flow of conversation. It's there. And one or both of us said it the immediately after that game happened. Like, we are going to be living with this until they win it. That's it. It's gonna be in the corner of every room, of every conversation we're having about them and our emotional attachment to them. It has a seat at the table, and we can't ask it to leave until we have to expunge it. It has to be exercised out of the room. And the way to do that, I mean, last year was a perfect example. On your home field, you've got the ball, you're in their territory, you're down by 3. Like, okay, here's your chance, do it. And they didn't. And so another year goes by, and we're here again. And yeah, and all of this is, you know, to some extent, it's just, we're just rearranging things and just put, you know, just trying to make everything presentable. Just get me to January so I can find out if this is the year I can just take that out back and bury it once and for all.
Well, there's nothing you can do about it until you win. Like, there's nothing,
right.
There's nothing you can do about it now, I guess. I mean, it really, though, it's an interesting point. Are there really, it's subjective. It's this caller's list of, yeah, that's not what should have happened in that game. And so in my mind, it's like X number of times harder for the team that loses these famous games where you sort of blow it the next time. It's really entirely subjective. I'm sure it's just like these other things we mentioned even today already. If you thought about other famous losses, you know, what about the Red Sox in 03? Just trying to think of one.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Boone. Oh, well, not only is it that, but it's like 80 years of that.
Right.
They'll never do it. Oh, well, they did. I mean, just, I think there are probably tons of those that, I mean, the
holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Point kind of is, the caller didn't say it'll never happen.
Right.
But that's sort of the premise, is that it'll never happen because, like, the Leafs beating the Bruins, because when you got close, when you had your chance, that's as close as you can expect to come. Not to put words in his mouth.
Yeah.
And I just don't, I don't agree. I also just choose not to live like that. If the Bills beat Kansas City in the playoffs and the subject of 13 seconds comes up, if anybody takes the question, it will be about motivation. We got sick of talking about it and hearing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that it wasn't going away until we won, but it helped us to win. It helped us to, you know, we just got sick of hearing about all the times Kansas City pulled out these games. So is it one way or the other? I think it depends on which examples you look at.
Yeah, I definitely didn't, myself, get the feeling from that caller that he doesn't think it'll ever happen. It's simply, he's just rephrasing what we've been saying all week, which is you're not going to be able to do anything about it on Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday's not going to change anything. You got to beat this team in January, and that will then actually win the Super Bowl too. I think, you know, even though they were still two games, you know, another game to get to before they could even get to the Super Bowl and win it. You know, there's a lot of assumptions made about how good they looked, and they're running so hot, so of course they would have beat Cincinnati and all of that. So until they beat that team in January, like they had the chance to do at home last year, that's why I'm saying that's going to be sitting at the table forever until that happens. When it happens, then it's over, I think. Like, it's just like, I'm done with 13 seconds, but you got to have a parade first. Otherwise, we're going to be sitting here feeling like that was our best look at it, and we didn't get it, and, you know, years are just flying off the calendar like in some old cartoon here, and that's, you know, that's our existence.
There's also an element of, what good does it do anybody to just keep thinking of that and talking about that? What good is that? Is it healthy? Is it helpful? You know, just you and I analyzing the situation do refer to that game, and it's not wrong to. But, like, again, if I'm on the team, I'm a part of this, I just don't want to think about that. Doesn't do anything for me. If it makes me more motivated, okay, but I'm a professional athlete, and I'm pretty motivated pretty much always. So it doesn't help me, right? The Sabres in 98 is another one where they always lost to Philadelphia. Going back a generation, which meant nothing to anybody involved except outsiders, they were just not going to beat Philadelphia. Like, all right, why not? Because they didn't in the past, and then they whipped them. You know, it evolves.
Yeah, I'd be very surprised if the players on the team that were here, Josh Allen, for example, Sean McDermott, if they're walking around referencing it, having it come up the way it comes up for us. I think this is one very glaring example, in my opinion, of how different the existence of the people that are on the team, running the team, playing for the team, and us out here, how different the life is. Because I think if you're competing there, like, I can't know this, but I would be stunned if Josh Allen's walking on the field thinking, like, man, I sure hope we don't get beat late again. Like, that's not the approach. Fans, our anxiety, we don't have a chance to go out and throw passes to the wide receivers in practice and, like, blow off the steam that way. Like, we're just all pent up over here watching the games, living with the anxiety of this horrible thing is going to happen to us again. And, like, we don't know what to do with that. So it just comes spilling out in all these different ways. I don't think it matters to the competitors at all, really, that they haven't beaten that team in January yet. I think it matters vitally to us every time we talk about it. But I'd be surprised if the players are feeling it at all. I'm sure they're reminded of it, but I would bet they work to keep it over there because it's not helpful at all.
I think it would be work.
though.
Yeah, you know, you'd have
to an extent.
Sure, you have to make an effort. I mean, you have to. We have to do that in our lives with things that make us unhappy or bad memories or mistakes we've made. Like, I can't sit here bathing in every wrong decision I've ever made in my life that hurt people. I leave it over there because I'm trying to be good today. And I think when you're playing football or playing hockey, whatever, that's how you go about competing.
Well, that's how you'd want it to be. You know, that's what you'd strive for, I think. Everybody's different. Thurman with the anger he put toward right. every team they played because they didn't draft him. You know, everybody would be different in that way. I think for myself, I'd want to be what you're describing, which is, it's just noise. Doesn't help me. Doesn't help me to focus, to be right. my best right now in this game, in this moment. Shane is next. Hi, Shane.
Hey. Thank you. Appreciate it. If, like, 10 years ago, I had texted all my friends and family and said, like, hey, let's have a big party and watch the Bills game, they would have laughed at me. And I was telling my kids, like, this is the best time to be a Bills fan in probably 30 years. We were playing the defending Super Bowl champs and we're favored. Almost every game we're winning and we're favored. It's, like, really enjoyable. It's a great way to make a lot of memories with your kids. This is the best time since, what, the early 90s? I mean, before this, the last 20 years, Buffalo was known as the place that drafted O.J. Simpson and went to 4 Super Bowls and lost. And now we have a superstar quarterback and a really great team. And it's just a great time to really be a Bills fan.
No doubt. Yep.
Hard agree. Yes. Without question. You know, even with the disappointment, it's still, like, to me, the it's the best. I mean, I wasn't on the radio for the Super Bowls. I started working at WBEN the year that the streak ended of them going to the Super Bowl. 94, I'm an intern there. 95, I'm on the radio.
Now we know whose fault it is.
Right. So I didn't get to enjoy that like this. So, I mean, yeah, here. It is. It's fantastic.
Matt Verderam coming up at 4 to break down this game. Sal Capaccio, Paul Hamilton today, too. Thanks for your calls. 803-0550 if you want to be next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.